Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the Visionary Rising podcast. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to a simple copywriting trick that's going to make sales pages, content, all of the things that you write in order to connect with your audience and to really help sell more of your offers, get more coaching clients, and really point out what is in it for them when it comes to your audience working with you. This is two words that you can add in to copy to really help form a deeper connection and make it click with potential clients. When we are looking to connect with someone, when we're looking to hire a coach, bring an educator into our space, when we are looking to learn from someone or develop a skill, we're past the point of just wanting a ton of information. We are truly looking for outcomes. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that we can make when it comes to marketing our products, services, retreats, no matter what it is we get so excited about the features that we forget to talk about the benefits and the outcome. And that is really what our clients or potential clients are looking for. So what we're actually looking for is, can we get X result by taking your course or class or working with you as their coach? I'm not saying information isn't important, because I absolutely think it is, but often we will make our decisions based on emotion, and then we will justify our decisions and kind of get the rest of the way there with the information. The truth is that we are no longer buying courses because of the amount of modules. We are no longer looking at working with a coach and defining it by the length of the workbook or any combination of those things. And so what we really want to do is pull out the benefits and the outcome and what our students, clients can expect to learn and can expect to actually get out of the learning, most importantly. So I'm going to talk to you today about features versus benefits, what the actual difference is, and how you can implement the words so that to completely transform the way that you write copy, the way that you write, the way that you describe your business, and truly connect with your audience in a way that they will not only understand, but that they will actually care about. So let's get into it. Welcome to The Visionary Rising, the podcast for freedom-seeking, heart-led creative entrepreneurs, course creators, and online business owners. I'm Jody Brown, marketing-obsessed hairstylist turned content creation agency owner and visibility mentor, and I'm here to help you build your magnetic brand, grow your audience, and become the authority in your space. You'll get the most up-to-date conversations and strategies on visibility, marketing, social media, mindset, and entrepreneurship so that you can grow your business in a way that feels as good as it looks. Here, we keep it real and go beyond the basics. I'm obsessed with helping creatives get seen and heard and paid well for their work. Beyond a podcast, this is a movement. Welcome to The Visionary Rising. All right, the first thing I want to talk about is features versus benefits. What I mean by this is we tend to focus in on the features instead of the benefits. So features are things that are more tangible attributes and focus more on what is included. So if you, for example, are selling a digital course, the things that would be included or the features would be things like the coaching calls, the pre-recorded modules, the workbooks, the PDFs, all of those kinds of things. And there's nothing wrong with listing them. There's nothing wrong with talking about them. Where the problem comes in is when we stop there. The thing with features is that they don't really require any understanding of what's in it for the client. And we know because we created it. So a lot of the time, we get really excited about the format that we've chosen or the amount of pages in the workbook or the amount of videos, because we know how much work went into creating them. Like, we poured our heart and soul into making this product or making this thing or creating this package. or whatever that looks like. This can apply to any sort of package. So for example, even if you were, say, a photographer who has a full-on branding package and you just list strategy call, X amount of photos, this many hours, this many outfit changes, all of those types of features of your package, you're missing a really strong opportunity to connect. When we talk about benefits, that is what your client will get out of it. So this is the thing that they really care about, right? It's the outcome or the benefit. So this is going to basically address the what's in it for me question that we all make before purchasing something. And these are going to really help you get inside the head and get inside the struggles and desires of your ideal client, because it's going to really force you to create things that are specifically for them. The thing about focusing in on the benefits is that is what is going to connect on a much, much deeper level, right? This is what is going to help them see that you have the goal in mind of helping them create their aspirations, make their dreams come true, give them what they desire. And this is something that you need a deep understanding and deep confidence in what you do to truly effectively communicate. The simplest way to put it is writing about the features is basically going to describe, it's descriptive about what the product or service is. Whereas once you start to explain the benefits, that is when it becomes clear, not just what it is, but why it matters to the person reading your copy. Features are focused on the product or service or course or experience itself, and the benefits are about your client's experience or outcome. So the features are important because that's what's going to provide the foundation for their understanding and really allow them to tangibly see what it is that you are offering. But the benefits are going to be the thing that drives the purchasing decisions, because that's what's going to make it clear whether or not what you are creating is going to help them with their desires and their needs. So when you are writing copy and you are creating that marketing message to sell your products or services, to do this successfully, you want to make sure that you are combining both the features and the benefits. And so I'm going to tell you how to really pull this out. And that is what I referred to earlier, the so that statement. There are lots of different ways to connect to the benefits of what it is that you offer, but I'm going to walk you through this one because it is really simple. So we're going to go back to the photographer example. Say you offer, with your branding package, you offer a strategy call, X amount of images, outfit changes, and this many hours. So what we would do in order to just really connect with the reason that we are offering each part of our product or service is list out all of the features. So what's included, the things that you think are really important for people to know about it from an informational perspective. So for your own, whatever it is that you offer, if it's a coaching package, list out every single thing that you include in your coaching packages. List out if you have a digital course, list out every single thing that you have included in your digital course. This is also really great for culling unnecessary things that don't add value that you put in there to fluff out your offer, which is also, I think, so important. If you are a service provider of any kind, you can also follow this exact same framework. So write out every single thing that is included. And we're going to do this first for the features and the individual aspects of each of your offers. So I'm going to give you an example. I'm recording this just before we're about to head to Spain for our next Escape to Elevate retreat. And we do the same thing in our Italy retreat. We actually are hosting another retreat in Italy in October of this year. So if you're listening to this around the time of recording, definitely check that out. You can go to www.escapetoelevate.com mom, but I digress. So I'm going to give you an example from my retreat because it is top of mind and it's just a really easy, clean way to give you an example. So in our experience, we include a mastermind prior to the retreat. So we're not just all connecting for the first time at the retreat. We include the retreat and we also have a tab that says the experience, which really goes into what you'll experience there, and then one-to-one support. So these are essentially features, right? There's other features as well, but I'm going to use these ones. If I were going to do this exercise for this particular feature, I would say the mastermind. So part of the copy is leading up to the retreat, you'll be immersed in an education experience that gives you clarity on your vision and your personal brand so that you'll get the most out of our time together in person. So for me, it was really important. I wanted to make sure that transformation was an absolute guarantee at these retreats. And when I thought about what I wanted to teach and what I wanted to really bring forward in our attendees, it felt necessary to have pre-work. So number one, it was because it allowed our attendees to connect with each other. Number two, it is because it is really, really important to me that this education piece is integrated and also that they're able to have fun at the retreat. This is something that I thought was so, so important. It wasn't something that was added in order to just fluff out the offer. And that is why if I wanted to expand on this, and I do in other areas as well, another so that could be all of those other things I just listed, so that you will fully integrate this educational experience and be able to see a full transformation in the way that you show up online by the end of this retreat. So that is something that is really important to us. And the next part would be the retreat. So an expansive combination of workshops, hands-on, done-with-you content creation, luxury custom brand photo shoots, and a downtime so that, and this would be the so that for this, when it comes to the done-for-you luxury custom brand shoots and we take a ton of B-roll, all of that kind of stuff, so that when you leave, you don't just have a plan to market your business and elevate your brand, you have the tangible assets to help you do it. And even as I'm going through and giving you this example, I'm seeing other places where it's important to expand on this. So for example, what is the benefit of the downtime? Now, I know this in my head, and I've done copy for seven-figure course creators and done a ton of study when it comes to copywriting. And there's still stuff that you can miss because you're so close to your own writing a lot of the time. So it can be really helpful to even go through and pull out what we have decided the features are. And beyond the features, so that can help you expand upon all of the pieces of what you offer. So for example, downtime, so that you are able to have the creative white space to integrate your experience and to have those aha moments that will allow you to create content, that will allow you to have those ideas that are going to help you market your offers and your education and your business more effectively. So even as I'm going through and giving you an example, I'm finding more things that I could do a better job of expanding upon to really highlight the benefit for my ideal client. So do you see how that really gives people more of an idea? Because there are retreats where they will absolutely just tack on a photo shoot, which is beautiful, but we wanted to do it with a different intention. So my business partner is actually a luxury branding photographer, and her photo shoots are really intentional and they are pre-planned with each of our attendees so that it is totally customized to their brand, and even to a point where it's helping develop their brand. So you see how different that feels than if we were to just say 3-month mastermind. you get photos and B-roll.
So yes, while those things are true, they do get those things included. It's not outlining why they should care and why it's going to make an impact in their business and why it's going to help them get more of what they desire, which in our case is more clients, increasing the amount of education and the amount of coaching clients and the opportunities and all of the things that you are able to do when you have a fully realized and embodied personal brand and messaging for both your brand and your offers. Explaining the why behind it is really important so that people understand why we have curated the experience in the way that we have curated it. So I'm going to move on to the next feature of this retreat example and show you how we are able to pull out the benefits so that we can improve the communication of our offers. So the next one that I'm going to dive into is what we call the experience. So this is the actual nuts and bolts of the retreat. So the experience, you'll be treated to 5 nights in a luxury Italian villa in the countryside, 30 minutes from Rome. Authentic cuisine prepared by our private chef, a private tour of the Eternal City, sipping a spritz while looking out at Lago di Bracciano, and more incredible experience so that you can grow your business while nurturing your soul. So we also want to make it really obvious why we are curating the experience in the way that we did. Because could we have taught some of this stuff in a conference room in the city that we live in? We could have probably created some of it, but the experience would not be the same, and therefore the results likely wouldn't be the same. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about that we added this last time was one-to-one support. So all of our attendees get a one-to-one call. And again, there was a time in my business where I remember doing this the first time I ever launched. My coach had said maybe to increase the perceived value, just open up a couple spots so that you can increase the perceived value because they'll get a one-on-one call with you. That is not how I operate my business today. And I don't think it's necessary to just add random things to increase the perceived value. And so this so that exercise can also really help you see through that. So it really helps you design your offers and design your programs and your packages with a little bit more intention. And that makes it a lot easier to communicate the benefits. So back to the example, we added this one-to-one session with me after our first mastermind call. I feel very confident communicating that you will get one-to-one feedback for me on optimizing your messaging and offers so that we can highlight any blind spots or any gaps in the messaging or the offer suite or anything like that, so that when you actually do go to market, when you go to create your messaging and your marketing like we do on the retreats, there aren't any glaring holes that are going to hold it back from being effective. We want to make sure that we can actually take as much of the guesswork out of it as possible so that our attendees are successful. And that is ultimately the goal, right? Whenever we are providing any service, product, course, retreat, any of those things, it's because we want our clients to be successful. We want them to get these results. We want to help people. That is why we're in business. Visionary entrepreneurs have a vision to make something bigger than ourselves. So now that we have gone through this example and you've seen what this actually looks like in real time to flesh out and describe and get really clear on the benefit of each of the features, that is what I want you to do with what you have written down. And if you have existing sales pages, go through them and take a look at where there might be features that you haven't fully communicated the benefits of. Write down your list of all your features and then just add so that to each of those features and fill in the blank. And like I said before, if there comes to a point where you are struggling to articulate the value, the purpose, the reason behind one of your features, you could essentially just omit talking about it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take it out of your offer. What it does mean, though, is that I wouldn't lead with that. If you are struggling to really explain the benefit, it might be an indication that you want to dig a little deeper into why it's included in the first place. I also love using the so that copywriting trick to flesh out the benefits and the value and the outcomes of an offer. So this is something that you can almost do as a writing exercise to help brainstorm and come up with every single possible outcome and then kind of narrow it down from there. So something that I will sometimes do is if I'm thinking about creating something, I'll think, okay, if I were to be talking to one of my clients about this, say I wanted to bring in a new service into my agency, right? And I thought this would be an incredible fit for one of our existing clients. Or if I was bringing in, so one of the things we're working on right now is a client portal for our agency clients so that we can support them in other ways with education about the things that we don't necessarily do for them that they can improve for themselves. So Instagram stories is something that I can think of off the top of my head. So if I, before I'm going to do this, I am going to go through and think, okay, what is the reason for this? We have created this client portal for you so that you are able to more effectively use the parts of social that you don't outsource, so that you are able to, and I would keep going on and on and on with this so that exercise until I had nothing left to add. And what that's going to do is it's going to really get my brain thinking about what's in it for them. What is in it for my client. So the so that phrase, it is two words. And I swear, if you've got a sales page that isn't necessarily converting the way that you want it to, or if you have a coaching package that isn't really moving, go through the copy that you've written around it. Go through any of the messaging, social media posts. This is also really important to lead with, because that way you'll see, okay, am I just listing it as a feature? Even something that you think is a benefit can be presented as a feature, right? Is it being described in a really informational way, or am I clearly outlining the outcome and the benefit and the reason that my ideal client would take action? I hope that this episode has been so, so helpful for you, because honestly, this copywriting trick is one of my favorite things that I've ever learned, and I implement it all the time. So whenever you are thinking about adding a feature, or if you just want to comb through all of your existing copy and make it even more impactful and even more effective for your dream clients, then make sure that you just think about so that, what's in it for them. Explain the benefits instead of just the features, and apply this copy trick to really help you take it to the next level and connect deeper with your audience. Let me know what you thought of this episode. I love giving these really tangible tips with lots of examples, because I think that this is one of the best ways to hone your craft and get really, really good at communicating what it is that you do and why it is so important for the people that you're here to help. So if you love this episode, you found it valuable, and you want to support me and the podcast, you can do it for free. Just head to whatever podcast app you're listening in, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a review so that, number one, I know what topics you love hearing about, which topics you want me to cover in future episodes, and also so that it can help other visionary entrepreneurs who want to go beyond the basics find this show and really level up in their businesses as well. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you back here, same time, same place next week.